Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today.
I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Remember you are not alone. You are the chosen one. You have Allah's mercy upon you. So stay on the straight path. Everywhere you dream to go, and everything you plan to do, oh, Allah's blessings upon you, and His mercy upon you too. رحمة الله وبركاته عليكم رحمة الله وبركاته عليكم رحمة الله وبركاته عليكم رحمة الله وبركاته عليكم. May Allah's mercy and blessings fall upon you. May Allah's mercy and blessings fall upon you. May Allah's mercy and blessings fall upon you.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to be learning all about something called rabies. Now, do you know what rabies is? Let me tell you. Rabies is a serious infection of our nervous system. Now, nervous system controls everything you do, from breathing to even walking. Now, a person can get rabies after being bitten or scratched by an animal that may carry the rabies virus. Now, fortunately, alhamdulillah, very few people get rabies, and most cases today are found in wild animals. But if someone gets bitten by an animal that has rabies, quick treatment can prevent the illness. Now, many years ago, if someone was bitten by an animal that had rabies, it meant that they may not have been able to get the help they need or the treatment they need to get better. But with the help of Allah and with the help of the new scientists who have learned how to deal with it, we can get treatment and get better quickly. Now, rabies is very serious and it can make someone very sick. Their brain may swell and they could pass away. That's why it's important, if you've been bitten by an animal, to see a doctor immediately. This is especially if you're bitten by a wild animal. Now, many mammals can get rabies, even our household pets like cats and dogs and even birds. Now, household pets can get the rabies vaccine to protect them and protect their owners. Animals that are not mammals like birds, fish, turtles, snakes, they're not likely to carry rabies. An animal infected with rabies can carry the virus in its saliva. Now, this means that if it bites someone, it goes into the person's body. You may get it by a scratch too. Maybe you'll see that they have foam in their mouth. This can mean that the animal's nerves no longer work properly, so they can't swallow properly. Keep an eye out if your home pets have it. But my butterflies, what do you do if you're bitten? If an animal ever bites you or ever scratches you, tell an adult what happened immediately. Ask the adult to help you take these steps to protect yourself. Wash the wound with soap and water for 10 minutes. Call your doctor or go to your hospital immediately. Give them a description of the animal and tell them what happened. Also, ask them to test for rabies. Your mommy and daddy can help you do this and have your animal tested too. Now, if you go to the doctor for a small animal bite, the doctor will want to know what kind of an animal bit you. How did it react? Rabies animals may look and act strangely. And how do you feel now? Now, if an animal bites you, it won't develop immediately. There's a period with rabies called an incubation period. Can you say that, butterflies? Incubation? It means that there's a time from being bitten to getting the symptoms. Maybe it will take several weeks before you even realize that you're sick. That's why it's very important. Take injections as precaution. Shots are never fun, but it's much better than getting a deadly disease. My butterflies, the best way to protect yourself from getting infected is never to approach a stray or wild animal. Don't feed it, don't touch it, don't go near it, even if it looks cute and friendly. A rare animal may look tired and sick and angry. That's definitely a sign to stay away. Another important step is to have your home pets vaccinated. You take them to the vet and then they'll give them shots. So this way, they won't get rabies and they won't pass it to you or any other people or animals. Because of these vaccinations, almost no pets will have it. Also, keep your outside dustbins carefully sealed so that it doesn't attract wild animals that carry rabies. By closing it, you'll be shutting the lids on rabies too. My butterflies, it's important to remember these points and take precautions. But also remember, care for the animals you have. Love them, protect them and look after them. And if you do this for the pleasure of Allah, then Allah will reward you. May Allah save you, your friends, your family and everyone that you may know or don't know from any rabies or any other infectious disease.
I've been walking on this road since I opened my eyes. My life is all thanks to Allah. My destination's clear to the gates of Jannah. Please help me on my way, Allah. All I gotta say, this dunya's got a home.
Dunya's got a home.
But my Allah will get me through. Inshallah, may Kareem say for the Ummah who bow to you and say Allahu Akbar, O mere Mola. We love you.
Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah, your mercy is great.
My butterflies, let's read a story. This is the story of Gulp and the fire dog. A long time ago, a little puppy sat outside the fence of the school. His name was Gulp. The puppy loved watching the children play, and he wanted to play with them, but he was very shy. Now one day he followed two children home from school. He curled up under a tree in the front yard to take a nap, and suddenly he woke up because he saw the children's house was on fire. Their mommy and daddy weren't around and the children were alone in the house. He knew he needed to get help, so he ran down the street to the fire station, barking all the way. The puppy saw the firefighters jump on their trucks and leave, so he ran behind them. But his tiny little legs couldn't keep up. When he got back to the house, he looked for the children, but he couldn't see them and he was very worried. But eventually, he managed to see them. He ran in. He pulled on their clothes and he managed to get them out of the house and into safety. After that, he ran back to the firefighter's truck. He barked at them and signaled for them to follow him. Somehow the firefighters understood what he was trying to say. They followed him to the burning house. After the fire was out, the firefighters noticed that the sad-looking puppy was shivering under the tree. Because he tried to save the little children, he was feeling very sick. "Look, it's the little puppy that helped us get to the house on time," said one of the firefighters, scooping up the puppy in her arms. "Hey, little guy, where do you live?" "I know," said another firefighter. "Let's take him to the family. I bet the children will know where he comes from." When the children saw him, they hugged the little puppy and he wagged his tail. "Do you know who this puppy belongs to?" asked the firefighter. The children said, "He was the one that helped us and got us out of the house. I guess that makes him a fire dog." "Let's call him Cub the Fire Dog," said the firefighter. Cub had found a new home at the fire station. She was very, very proud of her new home and loved the place at the fire station. She worked hard to teach the children and their families everywhere on how to stop fires from happening. And in order to look after their wonderful new friend, the firefighters had Cub vaccinated from rabies and all other infectious diseases. This way they knew their pet would be with them for a very, very long time.
Toot, 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 toot. هيا يا أهل البيوت.
أدوا حقوق الجاري، فالجار قبل الداري. وصيات الإسلام على مدى الأيام.
أدوا حقوق الجاري، فالجار قبل الداري. وصيات الإسلام على مدى الأيام.
حقوق فيها ثبوت، قولوا لهم سلاما، ولطيف الكلاما، وفاء واحتراما، وفاء واحتراما.
قولوا لهم سلاما، ولطيف الكلاما، وفاء واحتراما، وفاء واحتراما.
هيا يا أهل البيوت.
يا جنات الرحمن، يا أعظم الأمان، للأهل والجيران وسائر الإخوان.
يا جنات الرحمن، يا أعظم الأمان، للأهل والجيران وسائر الإخوان.
My butterflies, coming up after our program is a program by the name of Mind, Body and Chow with Brother Ijaz Khan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And tell us, Brother Ijaz, what will you be doing on your program today?
Well, we've got a bumper edition coming in, inshallah. In a few minutes' time, we'll be having the on-air workout with Ronald Evergy. And after that, we'll be discussing exercise during pregnancy. And after that, we'll be speaking with Transformation Coach Janine Shamos. We'll be talking about food expectations, you know, how food makes us feel a certain way. The power of eating together, eating out of your comfort zone. So lots to come up. And our listeners, we appeal to you. If you want any questions, please send them in from now. You can SMS 48855. You can WhatsApp 0727861548. And send those questions through. And maybe we can get Ronald or Janine to answer any of your questions which you want to be answered.
Wow, mashallah, what an exciting lineup. Butterflies, I hope you, your mummies, and your daddies will be listening. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma'assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments
to Zineera at radioislamlive.com. That's Z-I-N-E-E-R.